You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, Mandy Lee, the owner of the Beaufort Candy Shop, is here with me today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. To get started, would you like to introduce everyone to the candy shop and where it is?
Sure. It's located in downtown Beaufort at 103 West Extension Street.
Very nice. So why don't you introduce us to the candy shop a little bit?
Sure. So it is located in downtown historic Beaufort. It was originally called the Lollipop Shop, and it had been there for about 10 to 12 years. We called the owner to ask a question about a vendor. She has something called the Candy Buddies, which was very popular. And we wanted to add it to a store, a toy store that we own. And so that sparked the conversation about possibly purchasing the Lollipop Shop.
Very nice. That's awesome. I love that you guys kept it local.
Yeah, we kept it local. We went through our first season as the Lollipop Shop, and we noticed many people were coming in, and they would say, oh, I thought you just had lollipops here. So we actually carry a number of different candies and just lots of choices, a lot of things that were childhood memory candies that we like to call them, what people find because they, you know, they find it in the store and they say, oh, I remember this from when I was a kid. And so that's a really special thing that we have there that we try to carry all of those different candies.
No, that's fantastic. I love the nostalgic candies. I remember going to like certain candy shops in my own childhood with like my parents, and they'd be like, if they'd see a candy from their childhood, they'd get so excited. So I can only imagine what it's like for people coming into your candy shop and seeing all of these nostalgic candies and being like, oh my gosh, that was like my favorite growing up, and things that you don't see as often. I love it. What are some of your favorites that you carry in that area?
Well, we have lots of bulk candy, so I think that's probably my favorite because I can choose, pick and choose what I want to put in my bag. Things like Mary Jane's or the little strawberry candies, as well as Now-A-Laters. Well, Buckeyes is a big favorite, so that one's pretty good. And then we also have a new one called a Scorpion Sucker, and they have scorpions. We have ants. I think it's ant lickers. So the nice little suckers with those as well. So those are some of my favorites.
I love that so much. So I know that you guys acquired it in 2019. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to change the name? Like, I know you mentioned that people were often thinking that you only sold lollipops. Was that like your biggest reason?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest reason. And then we also just decided to get away from we wanted to remodel, so we wanted it to feel like a nice downtown welcoming store with fresh colors, and we're down by the beach, so we wanted to change the color scheme a little bit. We also want to have Beaufort in the name of the shop, being associated with the town of Beaufort and the history of it. So we went through our first season, and we decided, let's change the name, and we're going to remodel. So we did that. We've moved things around and painted and changed some of the candies that we were carrying. So it would be, I guess, a draw to many different people, many types of people, whether you were tourists traveling through or you were a local child, we had something for you. So that was the main change, is for people to know that it's more than just lollies. It was actually candy as well.
I think that's great. So I do have another question as well. I was looking at your Facebook page and just kind of also enjoying the different candies and things you carry. And I saw that you have Grape the Ape. Would you like to share his origins or exactly what he is with everyone?
Grape Ape is a great spot to come and take a photo in front of the store. People love him. I'm not really sure where he originated from. He came from the first owner, and he just sits and welcomes everyone through. In the Christmas season, we had him dressed as Santa.
Adorable.
And so people like to take their photo. We actually had a recent photo of two children who took their photo in front of Grape Ape when they were toddlers, and the mom came back and took another photo, and they were older children. So she had them sitting exactly like they sat in the first photos, and she shared it with us on Facebook or Instagram. So that was a wonderful memory that she shared with us, and we were excited to see that.
That's so fun. I love that. I'm sure that people kind of see him as like a little staple of both the candy shop and just a part of Beaufort in general. That's fantastic.
Sure.
So I know that you mentioned that you also had another store along with the Beaufort Candy Shop. Do you still own that, or did you kind of tie them together?
We actually own Barefoot Bubba's next door. Okay. So between the two shops is sort of a storage area at this point, and we're getting ready to remodel that, and we're going to connect the two stores. So basically you'll be able to go from Barefoot Bubba's into the candy shop, and we're going to add some new items there.
Oh, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. So are you going to keep them kind of separate, but just have the addition connecting them, or are you going to combine them a little more?
They'll be a little bit more combined, I believe. It's kind of a work in progress. So we're going to connect or open the walls between the two, and you'll be able to go in and have an entrance into the Beaufort Candy Shop and also an entrance into Barefoot Bubba's. In between, we're looking to put in a Savannah Bee Company. Okay. They are working with us to put in a queen bee store there, which means that we will carry all of their products. Everything that they carry in their stores, we will also have. So we're going to add that in. And then we're also looking to add in what we're calling low country jerky. So we are adding exotic jerkies, your typical turkey, beef, chicken type of jerkies as well, and all types of flavors. And it's going to be called Low Country Jerky.
Very nice. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's always great to hear how you're able to expand and bring more pieces to your business and to your community.
Sure.
So I know that you specialize in candy. Is there anything else that you really sell in the Beaufort Candy Shop?
Yes, we actually have added low country balloons, which is, we can do balloon bouquets. We have anything from helium to latex. We have lots of ideas. We don't deliver, but we do. You can do store in-store pickup, and you can order them for special occasions. We usually carry graduations, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, usually all the holidays. We carry our weekend special order for you as well if there's something special that you're looking for. But we have an entire wall full of lots of ideas and specialty balloons, and they're actually really large balloons, so they can be anywhere from 36 inches to 48 inches tall. And we even have something called an air walker, which is really cool. You fill it with air and helium, and it looks like a pet that follows you. So there's actually a little string onto the balloon, and it may be a dog or a cat or some, or a dinosaur, I think we even have.
I love
and
that.
And the children can walk with it, and it comes right behind them. It looks like a little buddy. It's really cute.
That's amazing. I want the dinosaur one. I'm a grown adult, but I would love that. So I can only imagine how much kids would adore sure. that too.
Or a unicorn. Mm.
Oh, yep. See? Perfect. My niece would adore that unicorn.
Sure.
Oh, that's awesome. So you guys have quite a bit of candy in there.
Yes, we have, I believe it's over 700 different varieties. I mean, we have a wall of Jelly Bellies that, you know, anything from orange sherbet to, you know, black licorice. I mean, whatever the different choices you can think of, it's there, which makes it really unique because we actually have some locals who come in every week and they, you know, fill up a certain amount of this, their favorite Jelly Belly to take home. And whether it's colored, you know, a color choice or to go with a baby shower, or if it's just their favorite flavor. And many people like to mix and match them, and they make great gifts. You know, who doesn't like candy? So it's a great gift giver
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a wall of M&Ms, and we do the same. We have all the individual colored M&Ms. So people like to mix and match them for their school. You know, if it's a school party or something, or a baseball party, they like to get their team colors, and they love to put them on the table, and they're great, great munchies anyway. And we have different sizes. We actually have minis as well. So
that's perfect.
You can buy it by the pound or quarter pound to get exactly what you want. And it's a lot of fun.
Nice. The best kind of decorations are the ones that you can eat. So having a bowl of M&Ms in your school colors sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, and there's none left over. So that's the good part.
Exactly. Less cleanup for you. It's a win-win situation.
That's right.
That's fantastic. I love that you were talking about the Jelly Belly wall, because I actually have a little tiny Jelly Belly like vending machine I got, I think from Costco one year, because I just loved it. And I always would just be able to buy like the bulk Jelly Bellies, but like they have every flavor in them and there's flavors that I don't love. So I always wanted like that bulk wall, basically, where you can choose a color, because I would just fill it with the peach flavored one. That's like one of my favorites. Or the like blue raspberry one.
Yeah. So yeah, I think blue raspberry is a favorite. It's probably one of the better sellers. Yeah.
That's like the ideal. Just fill that up and stick it on my kitchen counter, and then I can just grab Jelly Bellies whenever I want.
Sure.
It's perfect.
We also have lots of sour candies. We have lots of unique candies, which it could be like a jelly hamburger, jelly hot dogs, jelly lizards. They're in different animal forms. I mean, they're pretty neat. I mean, they come in all different sizes and all different makes. They're really unique. A lot of kids like to come in and get the jelly hamburgers. So something unique.
That's fun. Do you have a personal favorite candy that you love that you guys carry?
I'm kind of boring, actually. I really like peanut M&Ms. If I had to say my absolute favorite candy or my go-to candy, it's a peanut M&M.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with a classic. You can't go wrong with something that you love and it's time like honored. Like I know so many people. I think my brother's favorite is also the peanut M&Ms. So.
Yeah.
I personally am a sucker for Sour Patch straws.
Okay.
So.
And which color? Because which flavor?
That's a good question. Probably the green apple.
The green apple.
Yep. Yep. And that's the thing that makes your candy shop so great, is I feel like everyone has a favorite candy or a favorite like little thing, or even like those nostalgia candies. They just can go in and find that and like have that. I don't know. Maybe this is just me, but I feel like everyone kind of carries like a memory with their favorite candy.
Yeah.
And so just, it's like walking down memory lane.
It sure is. It sure is. We actually have the candy cigarettes there as well.
Oh my gosh. I haven't seen those in years.
I know. I know. They're so hard. They were hard to find. And we found, we have them there. It was one of our favorite things as a kid. And we have the bubble gum and the candy. So it makes it, you know, you have a choice, whichever one you like. They last for about 2 seconds anyway. So, you know, I mean, you either eat them or you chew them. So they're really good.
That's so fun. I love that. I'm just trying to think of some other like classics. I remember whenever my mom could like find Big Hunks, those were like her favorite. And they're kind of a unique candy that not everyone knows of.
Yeah. Just... And we also carry honey straws. A lot of people like those, or the little stick candies as well that come in watermelon and green apple, those fun flavors. So we have a nice variety of those. We have a nice variety of the honey straws. We also carry some nuts, and cowtails is a big one. I don't know if you remember that candy, but cowtails is a lot of fun. They come in vanilla and chocolate as well.
Yep. I remember those are one of my dad's favorites, actually. He would like, every time he'd find them, he'd buy them and like make us all eat them as kids. And I remember as a child, I didn't really like them, but the older I get, the more I do.
Mm-hmm. Your taste change. It goes from, you know, my boys really loved sour candies when they were little. And I think they more loved the fact that they would give it to me and let me try it. And the look on my face as you're, you know, obviously an older person versus a younger person. But I think the funny part was watching me with the expression on my face from a sour candy. So
There's something fun about giving someone that doesn't like sour candy as much as you some sour candy.
Mm-hmm. And another new addition that we actually have in there as well is something that we call Palmetto Pops, which is actually, we have some that are like cookies and cream in an ice cream type of form, but some are fruit juices. So they're a great addition. And that one, I love the mango. There's a mango flavor. It's really good in the fruit juice.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And also kind of refreshing.
Yep.
Like not overly sweet.
Not overly sweet. Right.
That's the challenge sometimes with candy, is like you want it, it tastes good, but sometimes it just gets to be a little too much sugar after a minute. But the fruit juice ones sound like a great compromise for that.
Mm-hmm. And we do have jawbreakers on a stick. So I don't know if you were a kid and you had to eat a jawbreaker and you had to take it out of your mouth constantly and put your hands over it. But we found them that they actually come on a stick, which is awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah, for moms, it's that great feeling that you don't have to hold it for your child and get, you know, your fingers are sticky. You just hold the stick, so it's great.
Yeah, no, I hate being sticky. Even as a child, I hate it. So Jawbreakers were always that hard candy to eat because you wanted it, but it was just so big and sticky that I would like grab a plastic bag and I would stick it in the plastic bag and that's how I would eat it.
Yeah.
As like a weird little kid because I hated touching it. It's a genius idea.
Yeah.
So do you have any favorite memories or experiences that you've had so far with owning the candy shop?
I think for us, being in the shop and meeting new people, meeting visitors coming through, and you ask where they're from and they just start talking to you and sharing their stories with you. And then, you know, that's a special moment and you make a connection with people traveling through. And you'd be surprised how important that is, not only as a shop owner, but just on a human level and being kind with other people. And I guess too, the locals that come through and you see the same, there's a few that come every single day. There's something that they get out or every week, there's a special thing that they come in there to get. And you get to know those people and you know what they're coming in for and you have the conversation and just having that piece of community is really nice. So I think for us that is a very special part of that, of the candy shop and the employees that we have working there as well, that when you're shopping at a local business, you're impacting the local area. So you're, you know, as an employer as well, it's really nice to know that when people frequent your shop and they come in and they get to know your employees and you get a good review or you get an email that says, you know, so-and-so went out of their way for me today and sent this to me or took care of this for me. I mean, we get emails like that a lot. So that is very heartwarming and it makes you feel very good and you feel like you're doing something worthwhile. So investing in our community, investing in the people that work with us, investing in the people who come to see us. So to me, I think that's my most favorite piece of being a business owner in downtown Beaufort.
I think that's wonderful. And you definitely are in a great community that's very warm and accepting. And I love that you have people that come in where you're basically like, oh, coming in for your usual. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of coming in for their coffee, they're coming in for their jelly beans.
Right. Yeah, we love that. We love that piece of it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, do you have anything that you would love to share with people that either haven't visited the candy shop before or even people that come in all the time that you just want them to know about Beaufort or the candy shop?
I guess if I had to say, we do have sell gift cards. If you don't know what to get someone, we do have gift cards available and our gift cards actually work at the other stores that we own downtown. So when you purchase a gift card at the Beaufort Candy Shop, it will work at Barefoot Bubba's and it will also work at Carolina Me Crazy. So you have three stores in one when you purchase a gift card. So I guess that's one thing. And if there's something that you come into the candy shop and you don't see, that's a nice childhood memory. We always like to take recommendations so we can try to find that candy for you. And if you're looking for it, odds are there may be someone else who's looking for that candy as well. So, you know, we aim to please and we like to try to find or take recommendations, I guess I should say. We like to take recommendations if there's something in particular that you would like to see in the shop.
That's fantastic. I love that. I mean, I feel like it'd be hard to for you not to have it with how much you have, but I'm sure there's always something that's coming up.
Yeah, there's always something. So we're happy to oblige, at least try to find it. So and it makes it fun to do a little research and to get some candy facts as well. So that's always fun to learn.
That's cool. I bet you have learned a bunch of random little things along the way.
There's always something, you know, you never, learning never ends. So it's just a lot of fun.
I love that. I think I would rather be full of random candy facts than some other facts. So, you know, I bet that people appreciate it when you or your employees can share just like that random little tidbit to make their
Did
stop.
You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being with us today, Mandy. I've loved talking to you about the Beaufort Candy Shop and getting to know you a little better.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you everyone for joining us and listening today. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will talk to you next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.